Hello, staff, and welcome to the Week 6 Staff Podcast. I want to thank everybody for their efforts during the past week. Some of the key moments was obviously Sports Day on Thursday. The weather was amazing, and I know that a huge amount of work went into the preparation for the day, including standards by the PE staff, but it also required all staff on the day in running the events and packing up. I appreciate everybody's effort there. I also want to acknowledge the work that went into the staff PD session on Wednesday afternoon. That was a changing program, and from what I've heard, Andrew ran a really supportive session there that not only staff would be able to use, but we would be able to use in Dana groups to support our students over the next term or so. And I also want to acknowledge the staff who supported our leadership team during my time out of the school on the Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. On the Thursday and Friday, I was at training in Adelaide for leaders. On the first day, all site leaders around the state were asked to come to the convention centre, and that included 1,031 leaders on that day. And on the second day, over 1,600 delegates around a literacy summit. We heard from Minister Gardner and our CE Rick Percy, where they both talked about the department's directions for the further 12 months. I found it really useful to hear from a state perspective where things are going, and are reassuring that the decisions that we've made as a school certainly fit into where Rick is planning the department over time. I also chose to attend some breakout sessions based around improving literacy within a secondary context, and I hope to pass on some of this information that I learnt to staff over the coming term. Some of the key messages included focusing on one goal and doing this really well, supporting students to improve their reading and writing skills in preparation for the SACE, and also supporting our EALD learners to improve their writing skills in preparation for the senior years. Moving on to the coming week, we have a visit from Port Power as part of their pre-season community camp, and I know that they're running some sessions during the week. Our PAC will be making some recommendations on Monday around the tenured deputy principal position that we plan to start from July, and also the fraction of time that has become available for the LB2 English HASS position now that Holly has confirmed her reduction in time from the beginning of term two. So if you haven't already spoken to PAC reps, please do so before Monday. We're also looking to fill 1.6 teacher time now that we know where we stand from our budget, and we're also looking to increase some SSO time at the TLC. We also need to fit in an assembly for the SRC at some point during the week as well. I have a partnership meeting on Friday. That's the first one for the year where we hope to decide on a coordinated approach in supporting all Port Lincoln students who are involved in public education from birth to 12. And this will be really important that we get this right so that students coming into high school, both as year eights for next year, but then a double intake 7 and 8 in 2022, and that we're ready for that significant increase in student population. And to finish off, I'm going with the theme around PE because it was Sports Day last week. Why are hockey pitches always wet? And the answer is because the players are always dribbling. Have a lovely week, everybody.